read a few scripture here from St. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter. Probably about everybody can quote it, I guess. I tell you, we're on our way to heaven, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We're on our way, praise God, to a better place.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad of it.
Yes.
We're on our way to eternal bliss, eternal glory, where there'll be, praise God, no more sufferings.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
God, amen, has got something better in mind. Amen. The Bible here said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Yes.
Amen. I will come again. Praise God. And receive you unto myself, that where I am,
there
ye may be also.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. What a promise. He told that to the disciples over there in 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter in the 7th verse. The Apostle Paul said, and to you who are troubled.
Trouble.
Amen. Have any troubles? Have you ever had troubles?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You ever had any problems? Praise God. I'm telling you, we've all had some problems, haven't we?
Yes.
Amen. We've all had troubles. But he said, to you our trouble, come rest with us.
Yes.
When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire,
yep,
with his holy angels, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
He's coming again.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And he said, we can go rest. This earth, just like Brother Pearl had already said a while ago, this earth's headed to tribulation. This earth's headed to judgment, and everybody that's left in it. Amen. God's already got it in the crosshairs.
Yes, yeah.
And he's just about ready to pull the trigger.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
This earth is all, it's on a collision course,
yes,
with the wrath of God.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh.
But you and I, praise God, we've got a great promise.
Yes.
He said, who warned you to flee the wrath of God? Aren't you glad we can flee?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad, amen, there's an escape? Aren't you glad there's a way out?
Yes.
Thank God. I'm telling you, I felt the Lord here tonight in a great and mighty,
yes,
way. Amen. I'm glad there's a place prepared for us. Amen. There in 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Amen. The Bible said that God shall not be ashamed to be called our God, for he hath prepared for us a city. Amen. In other words, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so great. No matter what it costs you to get there, if you, amen, have been a martyr, if they've done everything in the world to you, some of these missionaries, Brother J.R., amen, they've been done every way in the world. They've been filleted alive. They've been killed in every kind of imaginable way, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, when they receive that reward, God's not going to have to be embarrassed about it. God's not going to have to be ashamed of it. When we see that city, that John saw coming down, dressed like a bride, he called Shotari Makatai in her wedding gown. We're going to say, oh Lord, it's more than I ever imagined. It's greater than I could have ever dreamed. It's bigger and better than anything that I ever thought of. No wonder he said he could do in more things than even that we could think. When we see that reward, when we receive that, it's going to be greater than anything we ever thought of.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. We're headed, amen, to heaven. We're headed to glory.
Come on.
I know this earth's going to be renovated, and it's going to be glory one of these days.
Yeah.
That millennial reign, even, amen, itself is going to be wonderful. But I tell you, we're going to live with him. That's going to be the main thing.
Yes. Live with him.
They told this young bride, amen, this military couple had just got married. The man was stationed away somewhere in a foreign country. Amen. And he was getting ready to get a leave and go to Hawaii. And they told him, we're going to fly you to Hawaii. Oh, aren't you excited? Amen. It is beautiful. Amen. We just went there a while back. And they said, you're going to get to see, that crystal, amen, waters and all the beauty of Hawaii and everything over there. She said, I ain't worried about none of that. I don't care, amen, what it's got. I don't care about the sights. I don't care about the water. I don't care about anything in Hawaii. She said, but I'll tell you all I care about and all I want to see, amen, is that groom. All I want to see, amen, is my husband, amen, my new, amen, groom. I'll tell you, that's where we'll be like. I know heaven will be glorious. I know heaven will be wonderful. I know it'll be more than what we can describe here on earth. That's how it was for John in chapter 4 of the Revelation. Amen, he was overwhelmed. He was awestruck. He was captivated. But it wasn't at all the sparkle and the glory and the pomp of heaven. But it was at him that sat on the throne. That grabbed him, amen. That held him. He couldn't take his eyes off of it. I'm telling you tonight, we're going to a glorious city, amen. But the Lord will be there. That'll be the greatest thing. The one that died for us, brother. The one that shed his blood for us. I'm telling you, praise God. Oh, the Lord's here, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Praise.
You know, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I listened to Brother Burrow there a while ago praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. How old are you, Brother Burrow? 84 years old. And the Holy Ghost, amen, was a praying through him.
Jesus.
A working, amen.
Praise God.
You don't get too old to enjoy this. Amen. You don't get too old, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, that was a beautiful thing. Amen. But we're going to a place, praise God, where we're going to be with him forever. If I go away, I will come again to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also, praise God. You know, if we'd have read on there in Thessalonians, one of the most terrible things about the punishment of the lost, talked about the punishment that was coming.
Right.
And it said, from the presence.
From
the presence.
Oh God, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
Now, there's going to be some terrible things. Brother Burrow's talking about that a while ago. You'd like to say that sun scorching people to where they're blisters from the top of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? No, we cannot, really. 100-pound hailstones. All the things that tribulation and the Bible describes in that's terrible. Amen. But still, that's just a prelude. That's not as bad as hell itself.
Right.
Amen. There's nothing like hell.
No.
Right.
There's no place like hell.
No place.
Hell, the Bible said, is eternal.
Yes.
Hell is forever.
Forever.
The Antichrist and false prophet was thrown into hell after 1,000 years. The devil was thrown into hell. And it said where the Antichrist and the false prophet are. Not where they were.
Where they are.
But where they still are. They're still alive and they're still suffering.
Lord.
The Bible talks about how hell is flaming fire, where the fire is not quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is never quenched. That's hell.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said, cut your hand off if it takes it not to go to hell.
Yeah.
Cut your eye out if you have to not to go to hell.
Come on.
Cut your foot off. Somebody say, well, that's hyperbole. That's just using the extreme. No, that's what he said. It'd be a lot better to do that.
Yes.
Then go to hell, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I believe it.
It said if you profit everything. What would it profit a man if you gained the whole world?
Lose your soul.
And then lose your soul.
Oh,
that's how bad hell is.
Come on now.
That's how bad it is. In other words, it would be worth anything you do to stay out of hell.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes not to go to hell.
Don't go to
Amen.
Hell.
And then just as bad as hell is, as terrible as hell is, as awful as hell is, amen. Heaven is that wonderful.
Yeah.
Heaven is that glorious.
Woo.
Heaven is that great. Amen. Just as bad and terrible, amen, glory that shall be revealed in us. Oh, what awaits us? Oh, what's over yonder? It's a pull of me home. Even the hall of the hole of my heart. It's a pull of me home. Just to know, praise God, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But when he does appear, we know we shall be like him. But we're going to see him as he is. What awaits us over yonder? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
It pulled the early church on. They said, Maranatha, brother. Amen. When they met each other, Brother Tom, Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. They said, Maranatha, Brother Jason. You know what that means? Church, that means the Lord cometh. The Lord cometh. Every time they greeted each other, they said, the Lord cometh. Oh, keep in mind the Lord is coming. Don't let it escape. The Lord's coming. Don't forget the Lord's coming. Don't get distracted. He's coming out. He's coming back. He's got a reward. He said, behold, Brother Tom, I come quickly. And my reward is with me. Praise God. I'm telling you, he's coming. Well, praise God. Amen. There was a missionary in Africa.
Jesus.
He'd been over there for years. And he got finished and he came home. He got on a boat and he came home. When they neared the shores and pulled into the shores of the United States, one of the presidents had been to Africa on a big safari hunt for a couple of weeks. And Brother Jason, they said the whole place was crowded with a multitude of people.
Yeah.
Cheering and yelling and clapping for the President of the United States. He'd just been gone 2 weeks on a great big vacation. This missionary had been gone for years. Brother J.R. suffering, going without. Amen. Eating what the natives ate, living like they lived, preaching the gospel, living amen for Jesus. Amen. He looked at that crowd and he got him discouraged in his heart. And he said, Lord, why, amen, are they treating that president like that? He's already rich. He's already got everything. And there ain't nobody here waiting on me. There ain't nobody clapping for me. There's nobody there cheering for me. Amen. And the Lord spoke to him and he said, you're not home yet. Amen. That president had come home. Amen. But he said, you're not home yet. I tell you, I believe over yonder, the 12th chapter of Hebrews said, there's a great cloud of witnesses that saying, come on, you can make it. Come on, praise God, it's worth it. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, I tell you tonight, amen. We ought to praise him. We ought to thank him. We're going home. Hallelujah. We're going home. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I was at the preacher's meeting a few years ago. Brother Neil Bridges was preaching. He was encouraging the preachers and the evangelists. Brother Neil's done a lot of evangelistic work and missionary work. Amen. Not just counting all the pastoring that he's done. And he said he got feeling sorry for himself one time. Brother Neil's went many a mile. He preached many a time. He's traveled and preached and wore his body out. He said, I said, Lord, and you know, Brother Neil's a great man. Many, many souls accredited to his ministry and lots of pats on the back, of course, by the brethren, well deserved. But he said, Lord, Brother Neil's a praying man. He's heard from the Lord a lot. He said, Lord, a lot of people have told me I've done good. A lot of people have bragged on my preaching and patted me on the back. He said, but you've never told me that I've done good. Lord, why haven't you told me that I've done good? He said, I was feeling sorry for myself. He said, the Lord spoke to him and said, because you're still on the stage of action. He said, when you get done, He said, when you get done, I'll tell you how you done. I'll tell you how you did. I'll tell you, praise God. Amen. We're going to a reward. We're going to a judgment. Amen. Of the judgment seat of Christ. Praise God. Every man's work will be tried. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a grand, glorious, wonderful, thank God, appointment for every child of God. Thank God, amen. We're going to a place to be with Jesus. Amen. Well, glory to God. During World War II, I love this. I love this story right here. During World War II, amen. Over there in Germany, there was, you know, there was a lot of POW camps, as far as that goes, but there was a certain POW camp that had Americans on one side, and they had a big fence in the middle, and they had Britons on the other side. And there was this British professor named McDonald that he could interpret German. He knew German language. And he'd tell all the Britons on his side, and he'd tell the Americans on the other side through the fence what these guards were saying.
Well.
Amen. And they had a radio, and he'd tell them what this German radio station said. Amen. They had a radio through the loudspeakers. Well, these Germans didn't know anybody knew the German language. And the war had been, amen, won by the Allies. Amen. The war had been won, amen, by the Americans, amen, and their allies. Of course, the British and France and all that. Amen. And it came across the big speaker. And that Brit, amen, went in there, into their barracks in there. And there was a great cheer went up. Well, these German guards didn't know what they was doing. They didn't know they could understand that. Amen. And the guards, amen, was going on. They didn't have any orders yet. This POW camp was way out in the woods, way out in the country somewhere. They hadn't had any orders just yet to let these people go or to surrender or what to do. But this, amen, this professor, this British professor went to the middle, amen, fence and told the Americans, we've won. The war's over. Amen. And a big cheer went up there. And it went for about a week or so on. Amen. And all, amen, those prisoners was a totally different atmosphere and a totally different attitude. Those guards knew and they could understand. These prisoners knew they were still, amen, locked up. They were still prisoners for the moment. But they knew, amen, that it was over. I'll tell you, that's how we are tonight. We're still on this side. We're still on enemy territory in a sense. But like, amen, Brother Burrow said, look at the back of the book. We've already won. We can rejoice. We can worship. We can be thankful, thank God. It's over, praise God. We've won, amen. Just hold on a few more days. Just, amen, fight for Jesus. Just fight for Christ. Thank God it's over. Well, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What a promise. What a place. Amen. That we're headed to be with Him. This resurrection. Some, amen. Amen. This sister back here said, I've got some that's already went on. I've got a many that I've worshiped with. Brother Tom, already gone.
Already.
Brother Jason, Mamaw, Papaw, bunches of those. Amen.
Yep.
Already over yonder. Amen. I'll tell you, waiting, like I say, that great cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
Amen. This resurrection, that's one thing. This resurrection and this rapture is going to be, it's going to be a reunion. A reunion. A reunion like you've never seen. You talk about a homecoming. A homecoming of homecomings. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Such a reunion. The Bible said that we should not sorrow as others who have no hope.
No hope.
Because we've got hope.
We've got
hope. Right. We're going to see our loved ones that's left here in Christ.
Yes, we are.
Amen. They're going to be raised up. David said, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah, when I wake with his likeness.
When I awake with his likeness. I'm going to be like him.
My.
Can't comprehend that fully, but what we can comprehend, what we can imagine, we're going to be like him.
Right. You are
right. Right.
He's able to keep us.
Yes.
He's able to keep us. I said he's able to keep us.
Yes.
In this ungodly world.
Right.
There's some that has a spirit of fear. There's some that has a spirit of doubt. There's some that don't really know if they can keep you or not. That old enemy, he's an artist. Amen. He's a genius in saying, you're not saved. You ain't got it. But I'm telling you, he can keep his own and he will keep us.
Yes.
That 144,000, amen, Jews that went into that tribulation with the seal of God on their forehead. Amen. Earthquakes, meteorites, stars falling out of the heavens, all the plagues that we read about, 2/3 to 3/4 of every person on earth is going to die in the tribulation. But there's going to be 144,000 select Jews. They won't even get a scratch. They won't even ever get a bruise. They won't be, amen, not one of them a casualty. At the end of the tribulation, it'll still be 144,000. Praise God. They'll march right down the street in broad daylight preaching the gospel. They'll proclaim Jesus Christ, and the Antichrist will hate them, and his armies will hate them, and there won't be a thing in the world they can do about it. They'll be invincible. They'll be untouchable. They'll preach the gospel in broad daylight right down the middle of town. And God will keep them. Amen. I'm telling you, brother and sister, tonight, he's able to keep you. He's able to bless you. He's able to hold you up. He's able to keep you until the time, praise God, amen, that we appear before him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Well, glory to God.
Glory to
God. Yes, amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
My goodness. I'm talking about going to a place where no more pain.
No more pain.
Right. No more suffering.
Right.
No more heartache.
More heart.
No more death.
Praise God.
No more sickness.
Woo.
No more cancers. No more heart trouble. No more diabetes. No more problems. Yes, praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
No hospitals. No prisons. No jailhouses. No cops. No doctors. Amen. Oh, there might be a few of them there, but they won't be practicing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Benny always used to say, I don't know if Brother Tommy probably remember this, Brother Jason, he said they'd preach in this one place, there won't be no undertakers over there. He said that one guy raised his hand and said, oh yeah, they will. Amen.
Yeah.
They won't have no word for him, Brother Charlie.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, man. I felt the Lord so wonderful here tonight.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise
Sister
God.
Claire was up here singing, and in my mind, I heard Sister Evans laughing like she used to laugh in the spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
God, praise God.
I've seen her do that. I've seen the Holy Ghost use her so much.
Yes.
She's prophesied to me. Amen. And I've seen God bring it to pass.
Yes.
She's prophesied, amen, when others was prophesying, practically prophesying the other way. Yes. Amen. She's fearless when the Lord moved on.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. She didn't care what anybody else said.
Right.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, down there in Atlanta, going down, amen, right through the heart of the South, old Sherman was wiping up pretty much the war. He was ending the Civil War. He was going right through the heart of the South, whipping everything got in his path. They left a fort there around Atlanta with just a few soldiers to guard it. He thought, well, it's about over anyway. And while he was gone, a pretty good sized troop of Confederates attacked him, tried to take that fort back. Looked like they was going to have to surrender and give back up the fort to these Confederates. But oh, amen, that song, you hear Brother Lloyd and them saying so much, hold the fort, for I am coming. This is where that song came from. Old Sherman was over on a hillside. About the time they was talking about surrender and giving it up and looked like it's going to be overrun, they saw a mirror signal come through. And it was old Sherman saying, hold the fort, for I'm coming. Praise God. Hold the fort. I'm almost there. Hold the fort. I'm on my way. That's what Jesus is saying to us tonight, church. Hold on, amen, just a little bit. Hold on, just another day or two. Hold on, just a little while. I'm on my way, praise God. He won't allow us to be overrun. He won't allow us to be overcome. Praise God, just hang on. He's a coming. He's got the Calvary. I wish somebody would worship him in his house tonight. Oh, stand to your feet and worship God. I tell you, he's got a place for you. He's got a heaven. He's got a home. He's got a place. Oh, glory to God. Hold the fort. Hold on. He's coming. Praise God. Said, those skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. There's going to be a resurrection, my friend. Oh, Sister Evan will come out of there one of these days. Brother Benny coming out of there one of these days. Mamma Cordell's coming out of there one of these days. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praise, amen. Oh, there in Isaiah, Brother Tom, what did he say? He said, together with my dead body shall they arise. I'm telling you tonight, thank God there's going to be a resurrection. Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, Ralph Cox said we're going to get it all back.
Get it all.
Everything the devil's took, everything we've lost.
Come on.
Amen. All these aborted babies, we're going to get them all back.
You're right.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to get them all back.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Yeah.
Oh, grave.
Oh, grave.
Where is thy glory? Amen. We're coming out.
Coming out.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Okay.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, praise God. Forever to be with the Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, what a promise.
Thank you, Lord.
What a promise.
Thank you.
Oh, my. You can't lose if you hold on to the Lord.
No, you can't.
You can't lose if you hold on to God. Adrian Rogers dead and gone now, but he was raised down in Florida. I probably told this here before sometime, but they made all them people down there. He was raised around St. Augustine. I'm going to let somebody sing. Somebody come get a song, please. And they made them turn all their lights out on the shore because the submarines shooting them and shelling them. They made them black out the top half of their headlights. They made them no street lights, no outside lights, and even their living room shades and stuff had to be pulled with their lights on. All that was going on one day, been going on for a long time. All of it was going on one day when old Adrian left home, he said. He was coming back home. He come around a bend or over a hill or something where he could see the lights of home.
Yeah.
He said all the street lights was back on. All the cars had their headlights on. All the shades were up and all the house lights were on. He said, my, what's it going on? What's it going on? They said, the war is over. Praise God, the war's been won.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's been won. Yeah, Thank God. I tell you, we're winners. We're winners tonight. Let's
winners.
Come and praise Him. Let's come and praise Him for His goodness.
Praise God. Thank God we're winners now.
Oh, my God. likeness of his
Christ.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.